Here's the news provided by Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of Central Washington for Thursday, October 3rd. KVH CEO Julie Peterson announced she is retiring at the end of the year. Peterson started at KVH as the interim CEO in 2016, taking the permanent position in 2017. She is a 1983 Central Washington University graduate whose healthcare career included working in Tri-Cities and Prosser. Thorpe Community Days kick off with a dinner and auction at 6 p.m. Friday in the Thorpe School main gym. The Thorpe FAFA caters the dinner, and music will be by Riley Schmidt. Events tickets are $25 or $30 at the door. Community Days continue with activities starting with a breakfast at 8 a.m. at the Thorpe Fire Station. The Grand Parade is at 9:30 a.m. and the festival continues at 10 a.m. at the Fire Station. CWU presents An Evening with Cheech Marin, A Life of Art, Culture, and Entertainment at 7 p.m. today, and that's at the McIntyre Music Building as part of the Hispanic Heritage Month celebration. Marin first came to notice as a member of the Cheech and Chong comedy duo in the early 70s and has had a career that spans comedy, acting, and directing. Marin also is a leading advocate for Chicano art. The presentation is free to the public. The doors open at 6:30 p.m., and people are encouraged to arrive early to get a seat. An exhibit at Sarah Spurgeon Gallery featuring the revival of a traditional Hawaiian bark cloth, One Kappa, opens today with an artist talk at 5 p.m. in Randall Hall, room 117, and a reception at 5 p.m. at the Spurgeon Gallery. Kappa is a non-woven textile made from the beaten bark of the paper mulberry tree. As part of the 25th anniversary celebration of the First Friday Art Walk, there will be a ribbon cutting for the new Creative District sign/mural to the left of New Wave Gallery/Fortuity Cellars on 3rd Avenue at 4 p.m. on Friday. The grand opening ceremony for Unity Park at 4th Avenue and Pearl Street in downtown Ellensburg is Saturday. Music starts at 12:30, with the ceremony kicking off at 1 p.m. Performances include The Sleepers, Yakima Nation's Little Swan Dancers, Killdeer String Band, Shakespeare in the Park, Mexican Folklorico Dance, Ellensburg Dance Ensemble, and Star Anna. The annual Windfall Cider Fest is 7 to 10 p.m. Saturday at the Kittitas Valley Event Center. The fest features at least 12 cider houses from Puget Sound, Wenatchee, Yakima, and beyond, and live music by Ellensburg Bluesers and Rusty Cage. The event is a fundraiser for the Kittitas Environmental Education Network, Yakima Canyon Interpretive Center. This is a 21-plus event, and tickets are $45 with 5 scripts and $20 for music only. In high school volleyball action today, Ellensburg hosts Prosser at 6 p.m., Kittitas hosts LaSalle at 5:30 p.m., and Cleveland-Roslyn travels to Highland. Ellensburg and Cleveland-Roslyn's cross-country teams are on the road today. The Bulldogs are at Franklin Park in Yakima and the Warriors at Highland. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg, 68 degrees. Sunset is at 6:36 p.m., and the expected nighttime low is 34 degrees. Winds will be 5 to 10 miles per hour. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Pork pozole, tortillas, and mandarin oranges. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Cle Elum Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch that's for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I am one of the hosts for the show, DJ John Morgan. You can get all the news and events around Ellensburg and the Kittitas Valley on our website at ebergradio.org and broadcasting from the heart of Washington State. This is Ellensburg Community Radio.